Dave Fobart. I'm from Atlanta Vocal Project in the Dixie District, and I want to talk to you about performance.
All right.
We would normally have consulted about what he wants me to say to you, but we didn't have the opportunity, so I'm just winging it here. But I do have a question for you. This is a pretty good group, doing a pretty good job. How does it relate to how you normally do? Were we up, down, sideways?
So we were almost a group from last year with this same size of group.
Excellent. Good. I didn't help you very much.
So you noticed that.
Yeah.
I'll give you this one time.
This one time, okay. I did better on the second song, but not so well on the first. And I have some explaining about that,
yes.
I think. Hopefully I do. Another group right before you sang Kentucky Babe, and I was over it.
Yeah.
I scored it lower. That's a joke. I got to work on my delivery. Really? Really? No, not really. There was another group right before you that sang Kentucky Babe. And they were about a third your size, so you had an opportunity to do a better job of it. Here's the thing about Kentucky Babe. Two things. First of all, it's a straightforward song and pretty easy for you to sing pretty stinking well. Yes?
Yeah.
It's one of its purposes, isn't it? Now, there's two potential issues with the song. One is that it is a one mood from beginning to end song. It has, you've got a forced variation into it. Fortunately, it's not real long, but it is real flat in terms of story or arc. The arc is there's no there's nothing changes. Go to sleep. Any questions?
Well, and he said it perfectly. Yes, it's designed specifically for us to really, really focus on that singing and getting a higher quality singing that's not inhibited by trying to put too much choreo or...
Don't put choreo in Kentucky Babe. Thank you. Thank you for that. So it serves your purpose, okay?
Yes.
Now, here's one more thing to talk about, and I'll be real straight with you. This is just a thought. Kentucky Babe is one of those songs that folks among us are beginning to wonder is taken by some as not inclusive.
Racy.
Perhaps bringing back a time in America, when it was written, where America wasn't necessarily at its best. Okay. Kentucky Babe is not a serious, there are a couple, three, four that are just like violators. They're like, you know, there are songs that base their success and mood on the existence of slavery. And that's not something we want to keep crowing about, okay? Kentucky Babe isn't necessarily one of those songs, but it's of that same era. Now, you did change the word mammy to mother.
Yes?
Good thing. Although there are some folks who think about this very seriously and say, we all know what it was. Don't try and fake me.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a couple of issues here.
The connotation is there as the mammy was nursing.
Yeah. And nobody wrote songs about the North back then, but we're really re-examining the songs we sing about the South. And just do that. Just be aware that the last thing you want to do is offend people with a beautiful song. Hard to think that it could be, but it's a fact. And it just be aware of that. I'm not saying don't sing it.
Yeah.
Do everything you can to make sure that it couldn't be taken offensively. And I don't think your performance of Kentucky Babe would be offensive to anyone, because it's just sweet. So, you wouldn't care which one we spend more time on?
Whatever you think is going to give us the most bang for our buck.
Okay. Then let's do Tomorrow's Promise Tomorrow. Because this is a straightforward, simple song, and you sang it pretty well, better for David and Gene than for me, apparently, looking at this verse. So we're 4 or 5 points apart. And I may be lost, not in the connotations of the song, but in the fact that it's just one mood song, and it's designed to put you to sleep, and done well, it sort of does. But the second song is much different than that. This is a song with a lot more emotion.
Put your head in mine and walk with me together to a place our hearts
section. One, on the stage, I did not understand after the lyric after "Look Me in the Eyes." What I got is "Look Me in the Eyes." Here I got it. So there might have been a little lack of clarity, a little sync thingy. Although I didn't think it was sync, I just thought it was lack of lyrical clarity. But this time I got it. So maybe next time I'll get it again.
Can you change the score?
Fair question. So
we changed how we
this to set this up to be the powerful song it can be. Boy, we really need to get this part right, don't we? Yeah, it's not about the punchline, it's about the setup. This is all setup. So, a couple things about this. This is invitational. You're saying to her, come on, I want to talk to you about something. I want to talk to you about something. Later on, we'll find out what he really wants to talk about. But for now, it's very invitational. When you say to her, "Look me in the eye," what's the next line?
Let me stay for it.
Okay. What's the first line of the song?
Okay.
So, without being too literal, because that's not a sign of high level singing, it would not be inappropriate for a couple, three of you to offer your hand. It seems, I don't feel like you're being very invitational. You're singing well, and your facial expressions are generally okay, all right? But you're trying to pull her into this thing, and I don't feel much pull. And a way to pull is when you say, once more time, what's the first line?
Put your hand in mine.
And?
Walk with me together.
So, if I were to say to her, forgive me.
That's her.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me forever. I would probably do something besides just sing one. Especially if you know how long it's been. I'd like to see just a little bit more of reaching out to her. I mean 112% less than that. Just a little simple shift forward that says, come on. Now, you can't all put your hand out like this, but two, three of you can, right? So can you make this, say it again, please, and make sure she knows that you're inviting her to something. Do it one more time.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together to a place our hearts can weather. Love stories yet
forever. What's the next line?
May the soul of mine endeavor
to reach. That is really deep, and unless I understand it all, baffling. I mean, that's really complex lyric, okay? And first of all, I have to be able to understand it, okay? And then it's got to be delivered with something besides vocal clarity. So I like what you did at the first part. We were pretty well had lost it by the time we got to the end of the introduction, but it still needs to keep that invitational feel, that really, this is, we're better together than apart. Come on, this is important. So keep doing that. Keep doing those things that bring us in and join you on the journey. Well, just could you start the song right there at the beginning of the first verse or whatever that is? Right after the intro, right here.
If you love me, let me now, no way to solve tomorrow, for tomorrow may never
warm start to it. The lyrics here get a little funky as well. I don't want to wait.
On some promise of tomorrow.
That's very important, and it wasn't executed very well here, and it wasn't executed real well on the stage. He's asking you to do some pretty sophisticated singing here, okay? And you got to bring your A game, literally, or we can't give you A scores, okay? And this is an A-level song, so you're going to have demands on you, and that's one of the ones that just, man, that's got to be pristine. And delivered so very, very well. The next chorus starts with a solo thingy. We pick it up there?
Yeah.
Second.
If you love me, tell me now and I. If you love me, tell me now.
Got to be clear. You guys do a great job on pillar chords. Sometimes you get a little lost in between them. And that level of clarity throughout has got to be there because this is a complicated song to deliver. We can't miss a line or two. Now, after that, that walk with me, what's that again? No, I'm sorry. I could be more clear. What is the sense of the phrase walk with me?
Invitation.
It's another invitation. And you were performing a really good invitation at the front. Let's reuse it here. Walk with me. Walk with me. Doesn't that seem more interesting and invitational than walk with me?
Yes.
We could use that same action here.
Okay? If you love me, tell me now.
Can we start at the bridge there? Because I need to get to the next part because we're running out of time.
Never before, never before have I known such a feeling of faith in love's desire.
Yeah, ba-doom! So this song is kind of like the guy who says, honey, I'm shipping out in the morning. This has got an urgency to it. and finally, you reveal that what you really want her to do is not take a philosophy course, but to start kissing you now. So can we make it a little more tender? Because I think it's a little bit idiotic. So, two things. The bass solo. Bass solo sounds too much like a bass solo. Basses. Where are the basses? I think they're here. Yes. So the bass solo is sung well, but it's hefty and bassy, and you need to sing it like a lead. Prettier. Like a lead. We know your basses.
Never again.
Yeah.
Never again will I wait to
It's designed to be prettier than you're singing it. You're singing it like oompa bass. Don't do that. Okay. Now, are we done? Well, whatever. What time is it in Sweden?
Not
in here yet. One more thing. So you get to the big ask. If you love me, kiss me now. And you've got if you love me, please don't kiss me. Kiss me now. I'd like to see what you do, what more you could do with the breath.
Yeah.
It's a dramatic pause of sorts. And what needs to happen there is something besides the taking in of oxygen. You got to perform through the breath, as if you're saying, "If you love me, I have an idea. Kiss me now." Okay, now you don't have that much time, but we want to see you thinking what you're about to say next, which is not "Kiss me now." It's okay. Is there a line right before "If you love me"?
So, fade of love design, the big key change.
Yeah.
Let's just start right at the "If you love me."
Okay.
Easier.
Okay.
So
yes, I get that.
The B or D?
D.
If you love me, kiss me now.
Still too much K. Still too much K. We know how the word "kiss" starts.
Okay.
You know, every other guy say K, or the rest of you say "is." Count off. One.
If you love me,
keep performing.
Kiss me now.
Gets you the energy you're looking for. "Kiss me now" is tender. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is Kevin Kelly.